With U.S. President Donald Trump threatening to impose significant tariffs on Canadian goods beginning next month, Simcoe County politicians are looking to do their part in mitigating the impact that move will have locally. The Finance Committee, which looks at the county's purchasing policy, is due for an update in 2025, Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor James Leduc noted during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting, and would serve as a great opportunity to support Canadian-made products and Canadian workers. I wonder if there's something in there that the committee can review, and look at our purchasing policies to see what we can do to support local goods right here in Simcoe County, he said. While the county already does a wonderful job in supporting local whenever possible, Leduc wondered what other support they could provide. The Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, Big City mayors recently met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to see what they can do with the imminent trade war between Canada and the United States, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, has plans to do the same, he said. I think it's incumbent upon us to look at some policies to see if we can help out in that Team Canada approach, Leduc said. I am looking to staff to help us out with that and create that policy that drives goods being bought locally and being part of Team Canada. With the current environment the country is facing due to Trump's tariff threats, Trevor Wilcox, the county's general manager of corporate performance, said staff will absolutely be looking at its existing procurement policy and how to best address the issue. Personally, I am waiting for things to settle a bit. I don't want it to be a ditch-to-ditch look at it, he added. Yes, there are some things we could look at doing and we will bring those recommendations to council, for sure. Trump has announced his plans to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian goods, with the exception of energy, which would see tariffs of 10%, beginning in March. The president also signed an executive order on Monday to implement 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports coming into the United States beginning March 12.